Hi there, you're listening to Unknown America with Haley Palumbo on 90.7 WGXC Acra. This week for me has been quite busy. I've been listening to a lot of music though, and there's one artist that I've been listening to more than any other, and that is Red Sovine. Red Sovine was kind of a country artist who sung a lot of songs about trucking and sort of music with a more patriotic bend, so I'm going to play some of his music on the show today. I hope you enjoy it, and as always, have a great weekend, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was gonna take mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. And each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
The other night I tripped and fell because I couldn't see. I got tangled up in the old doormat, fell flat as I could be. I fell and broke a bottle of gin, and I didn't have no more. The cap blew off when I fell down and spilled it on the floor. A rat came out of his hiding place, and he got that whiskey scent. He ran right out and he got a little shot, and back to his hole he went. Back to his hole he went. Back to his hole he went. He ran right out and he got a little shot, and back to his hole he went. The rat came out of his hole again, went up to the gin on the floor. A little bit shy, but he winked one eye, and he got him a little bit more. He didn't go back to his hole that time, but he stayed by the puddle of gin. He said, "Doggone my pop-eyed soul, I'm a-gonna get drunk again." He washed his face with his front feet, and on his hind legs sat. With a twisted smile and a half-closed eye, said, "Where's that dad-burned cat?" He didn't go back to his hole. He said, "Doggone my soul, I'm only a rat, but a dad-burned cat can't run me back to my hole." Begin to shine as he lapped up more and more. It made me glad that I fell down and spilled it on the floor. But soon that little old bottle was dry and there wasn't any more gin. The little old rat was having a time when the old tomcat walked in. The cat made a pass and the rat made a dash and his boldness faded thin. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober and back to his hole he went. Back to his hole he went. Back to his hole he went. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober and back to his hole he went.
You're singing as you're rolling along, just like Hank Snow, they're moving on. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. I'm leaving out of Memphis, going to Nashville 3. Tonight I'm gonna sit in on the Grand Ole Opry. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. Out of Louisville there's a truck stop with a pretty little miss. She brings me a cup of coffee while she's doing the twist. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. The big town of Detroit is the end of my run. That's where I'll drop my load and I'll have me some fun. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road.
I'll build a great big swimming pool, big enough for any fool. 8 miles long and 5 across, so deep the fish will all get lost. When I get rich, when I get rich. Bathing beauty, sweet and fair, swimming and diving everywhere. I'll keep 100,000 there when I get rich. I'll build a mansion big and tall, 1,400 rooms in all. Count my money by the sack and hire someone to scratch my back. When I get rich, when I get rich, I'll do my eating right in bed. Have that morning paper read. Sleep so much you'll think I'm dead. When I get rich. Ride around with movie queens. Keep them full of gasoline. I mean the cars and not the queens. When I get rich, when I get rich. Well, if you ever need some dough, don't forget to let me know. And I'll let you have a dime or so. When I get rich, I'll think 1,000 times or more about the time when I was poor. How it made me fightin' mad to see what all the rich folks had. When I get rich, when I get rich, I guess I'll quickly change my views. Seems like most rich folks do. And I'll be talked about by you when I get rich.
Vows you spoke before the altar came from your lips, but not your heart. No need to try now any longer. It's a loveless marriage on your part. No hope is left for me to cling to. I know now that you never cared. Take off that golden band and free me for a loveless marriage we have shared. Thank you. cold, dear. Your tenderness has turned to wrath. My dreams of happiness are gone, dear. For a loveless marriage cannot last. Please take my picture from your locket. My face you'll never long to see. Take back the vows you made then, darling. From a loveless marriage we'll be free.
I recall the night that you came into this world. I couldn't believe the doctor when he said it's a little girl. Oh, I said, now, doc, you must be wrong. You see, I want a boy. Then he laid you in my arms and my heart sang with joy. I took you to a baseball game. You brought along your baby doll and half its baby things. We sat there a playing house while the Dodgers played the Braves. And everyone in the bleachers looked at us as if to say, I took you on a fishing trip. You said, Daddy, won't that hook hurt the fish's lip? And you said, if they don't get air, those things in the can will die. So we turned the worms loose and chased some butterflies. Your young man come to call. Seems like only yesterday we swam and played football. But I know the time has come that I must set you free. But no matter where you are, you know what you are to me.
Back several years ago, when I was a kid in school, our class was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day, and the school principal walked in, and he stepped in front of the class, and looking real serious, he said, "I have been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. So, if I may, I would like to recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, we, an individual, a committee of one. Pledge, dedicate all my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. And wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, and that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country and to the Republic. Republic, a state in which sovereign powers is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern, and government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation meaning, oh, so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fears, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And since I was that small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Oh, wouldn't it be a pity if someone said it's a prayer, and that would be eliminated from our schools too.
Stand up to high falling down a highway in a big long diesel rig is not a job just anyone can do. But there's a lot of credit due to a fine group of girls. They're the truckers' wives who wait for their men. When they kiss them goodbye and watch the taillights fade, it's a lonely wait until they're home again. He may be gone 3 days or maybe 2 weeks, and everything is left in her care, like paying bills and cutting grass and fixing kids their meals. She's the woman behind the man behind the wheel.
with you. Special breed of woman has to share a love affair with that long stretch of highway on his mind. But she knows that he loves her more than anything. She's a trucker's wife, and that's the greatest kind. And as he sips his coffee, you can bet she's on his
mind. This has been Unknown America on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre. See you next week. Haley Palumbo signing off.